Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Chav Ches, and we are on Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis by Omar Rabbi Yochanan, about 8 lines up from the bottom, as we continue here in Perek Yesh Nochlin. We're in the sugyas of identification and the power of the father to identify. We mentioned that is based on the pasuk of Yakir, Yakirenu. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. How powerful is that din? Does it even go against a present chazaka? Rabbi Yehuda says, even if we think a different son is the Bechor, the father could come over and say, this is the Bechor. But Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda extends that even to Ben Gerushim and Chalutza. We'll see the Rambam in Isurei Bia extends that even in more. We'll see it about Hashem in a couple of minutes. But first, we'll go to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and just one Hosafa from yesterday that we didn't that I mentioned, that we said that we have to mention, and that is the Vilna Gaon. You might have mentioned this earlier in the parak, I don't remember, but we'll mention it again now. Even so, the sources of Bechor, of course, we know is at Parshas Kiseitse, and the Gra has a couple of problems with the psukim themselves. Says the Torah, Kisiena le'ishtei nashim, ha'achas ahuva v'achas sinua. If a man has two wives, Kisihiena, and we mentioned yesterday the diuk of the Gemara, Tihiena, Shas Leda, Shas Havaya, and that's why a Tumtum, Shenikra, Vidimsa Zachar afterwards doesn't have a full status of a Bechor. So Kisihiena le'ish, she has two wives, a loved one and a hated one. And the man has two sons, one from the Ahuva, one from the Stua. The Bechor is from the one that was hated. On the day that he's manchil his children, he cannot give the child of the Ben Ahuva. After all, the Ben Ahuva is not the Bechor. You have to give the Ben Asnua. He has a Bechor Ben Asnua Yakir. There's the pasuk that we said. He has to be makir. He has to recognize and give and acknowledge the Bechor, the son of the Snua. Lo says lo pishnayim, to give him pishnayim. Again, every word in this pasuk is already darshed in this parak. Lo says lo, becholashi matzela, with everything that he has, right, and not ro'i, kihu reishis ono. Because that is the beginning of his power, that's his Bechor, lo mishpata Bechorah. Those are the psukim. So ask the Gra a number of questions, quoted in the Kol Aliyo. First and foremost, what's the Havamina that we would have thought that he could go against this din? The Torah says you have to give the Bechor pishtayim. And then it says, if the Sni, if the hated wife has a Bechor, don't think you can give the Bechorah to the son of the beloved one. Of course, he's not the Bechor. So what's the Havamina to think otherwise? Number one. Number two, would the Torah talk about a hated wife? It's not so nice. Now, I hate a fellow Jew. Right? So, what exactly does that mean? That there is a hated one. Number two, says the Bechor. Number three, if you look in the Psukim, how does the Torah start off? V'yoldu lo banim ha'ahuva v'hasenua. And then it says, v'yabed ha'bechor lasnia. So, why did the Torah first say, the ahuva and the snua had a Bechor? Mashma, that the ahuva had the Bechor. And finally, what is the, he has these four questions. Finally, the last one is, Madua Pirsha Lanu HaTorah Kadosha Atambazeh. Why does the Torah explain the reason of Kihu Reishis Ono more than other mitzvos? Right, so therefore says the Gra, the Torah is talking about a very specific case, possibly alluding to us about a very specific case. What's the case? This is in the Kol Eliyahu, which we know is put together by the Talmidim. The Gra hardly wrote anything himself. So, l'mashal, Ruvain nasa isha visana v'girsha, eza shvuas achar nisuin. Ruvain was married, and then he divorced his wife very soon after the marriage. V'lokach techev isha acheres, and then he took another wife very soon after that. He didn't wait the years of Havchana as he should have waited in Yevamos. And what happens? A couple, 7 months later, his new wife has a baby. Mazel tov. And then soon after that, the hated, so to speak, divorced wife had a baby a few days after that. Gamkein ben Zachar, they both had male children. So now we don't know, because the son of the divorced wife seems, says the Gra in this case, became impregnated first, right? Fertilization, conception, was the one that had the baby first than Hasnua, even though the Ben Ahuva actually had the baby first, had birth first. Lozos, that's what the Torah is being Rames here. That the Ben Hasnua is really the Bechar, because that's Rachis Ono, and therefore that's the one that gets, and don't think, you might have, what's the Havamina? Because the Ben Ahuva, his present wife, had the baby first. And therefore you might have thought that she should get, her son should get the Bechar. No. Bofaze Yachbots Bala Makeres Ben Ahuva, Haino Ashia Al Pnea Ben Hasnua, Velases La Ben Ashnia Pishtaim, Vitaimo Venimu Koimo, Kihu Nova Tchila. That's what the Torah says, no. Lo Yucha Lavakeres Ben Ahuva, Kes Ben Bechar Ben Hasnua Yakir, why? Kihu Rachis So no, shelo yedavar lapela achrei, because the Gros says achrei zman he rayon azlinan velo achrei leida. That is the Gros chiddush in the psukim. The problem is that it seems to be against the halacha of what we hold, right? As we mentioned yesterday, and he points out of the footnotes here, right? We don't have to go further than Yaakov and Esav, right? If, according to the Rashi, quotes the Chazal that Yaakov came from the Zera Rishon, and that's so he has to hold by the whole bechora for, right? Just it's his. So it's difficult. The Gemara gives that pshat, but in the footnote it points out that this is a chiddush because it seems to be against what we hold and against the story in Chumash. Lefize haYaakov Avinu Olav Hashalom Bechor BeEmes. Lefize Notar Mitipa Rishona VeEsav Mitipa Shnia. Right. So what was the problem from the whole story? Unless you say the Tipa Achas Hoisa Umachatzida was split into half. They were identical twins. Okay, doesn't seem to be too identical in the Torah. But either way, that is the Vilna Gaon's pshat of the psukim. Now we continue. We had one source yesterday that spoke about Achar Leda or Achar conception, so we had to finish that up. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, now back to identification issues. 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Benihu, if a father says, he is my son. V'chazav Yamar Avdihu, and then a little while later he says, he is my Eved. Eino Ne'eman, he is not believed to change his mind. Because, as we will see, a person doesn't call his Eved his son. And therefore, if he called his son, it must be really his son. People don't call Avadim their sons. But the other way, Avdihu, because of Amar Benihu, but if a person says first, he is my Eved, and then says, he is my son, Naaman, then he is believed that he is really the son, the Mishamish Lika Avdakamar. Because what he really means is that he gives me such service like an Eved. But it's my son. A person might call his son his Eved, but a person would never call his Eved his son. That is Rabbi Yochanan's statement. There is a machlokas, let's just finish, and then we'll mention the comment. V'chilufa ba'abes ha-meches. And the opposite applies if a person is passing the tax collector, and we know that you pay a tax for each Eved. But for a son, you know, you're part of the family, so there's no special taxes. Haya over al-beis ha-meches v'amar. Binihu v'chaz v'amar avdihu ne'eman. If he says Bini then Evan, then he's been Ben-Eman, because we think maybe he was just lying at the beginning just to cover up and say Ben. Amar Avdihu, because of Amar Benihu, but the opposite order, Eino Ne'eman. Why? Because why would you say Evan? It just hurts you. If you say Evan, it must be because you're just telling the truth, and therefore you're not believed to switch it to say Bini. The Rashbam here has an important line where he talks about this idea of not being believed. Let's go back to the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan, right? That he says, my son, and then he's my Evan, he's not believed, says the Rashbam, even if he's Chozer Bo Toch Kedei Dibur. Says the Rashbam about the 2, 4, 6, 8th wide line. The Chaz of Amar Avdihu, Bein Betoka de Dibur, Bein La Acharzman, Amar Kain. Al Oso Shamar, Allah Mitchila Bini. Even Toka de Dibur, he cannot be Chozerbo. Wow, right? We've mentioned, we're going to have in a couple of days, we're going to have the Sugya, right? Kuf Chav Tesla Mabes, going over to Kuf Lamid. That is one of the major sugyas in Shas, Toka de Dibur. So we've said there are exceptions to the rule, right? Look ahead. The Gemara already says Avodah Zara Kiddushin. That's it. And the Gemara elsewhere adds in Megadef and Gerushin. Maybe Hektish according to the Rambam and other Rishonim. But this one, why wouldn't there be Chazara Toka de Dibur? The Rashbam says, Dehoil Vizos Ha'achrona. Let's start Eino Ne'eman. I'm sorry. Eino Ne'eman of my Damar Hashta Avdi. You can't say that he's really, what I meant before is that I love him like a son. I love him like a son. You wouldn't say that about an Eved. You go after the first taina. Since this later statement is not really explaining, it's really contradicting. A person can't be an Evet and a son. Here he is special Ne'emanus by Yakir. Hodas Piv, we believe him, and the Kivet Shehigid, Shuvein Achozer Omagid. Wow. Says the Rashbam, that's called Eidus, and because it's called Eidus, you can't be Chozerbo. The problem is that you can be Chozerbo, Tokun at Dibor, by Kivet Shehigid also. But this seems to be even stronger. So this is very difficult. The Tur argues. The Tur, when he quotes this, this halacha in Hilchas Nachlos, the Tur quotes in Simon Reish Ayin Tes, these quotes, Amar Zebani, Vachaz of Amar Abdi, Eno Nem, Manash Amar Abdi, Afilu Batok De Dibur, Kach Piresh Rashbam. Vinira says the Tur in Simon Reish Ayin Tes, Dafka La Acher Kede Dibur, Avon Chazer Batok De Dibur Nemon. I don't understand. Every Tok De Dibur can be Chazer Bo. Right, so why should this be any different? Says the Beis Yosef. It's very difficult, but I have to say something for the Rashbam. V'yefshar litein tan l'devei Rashbam. T'kivan din derech likro la'avdo b'no. Kivan shiatzami piv l'kroso b'no. Naman chazaka. Shem haya avdo l'haya karo kein. The second that he says b'nihu, he's created a chazaka. It's not just his words that he's going back on. Right, if Adam testify in court, and then they're Chozerbo, if I'm davening, and then I correct myself within Tokeh de Dibur, by all other Tokeh de Dibur, there's no chazaka, halachic presumption created. It's just that I say an event occurred, or I said something that I daven, and then I'm Chozerbo. Fine. Says the Beis Yosef, trying to say something for the Rashbam, the second that a person says, Benihu, you've established that he is Ben, it's a chazaka. Now you want to undo that chazaka, so that can't be done. You can't undo the chazaka that you've already created. V'chihadar be'afilu b'tok de dibur v'amar avdi enu yachol lahotzio mecheskaso harishona. He says it's a chiddush, but that's what he would suggest. You have to say that there's something more powerful about his words and not just what he said. By the way, the fact that he uses kivet shehigid seems to take a stand on the chakira we mentioned yesterday. Does Yakir, that special ne'emanus that the father has, is that some type of special edus, or is something else? The Granatz Lashon of Bailim. He's a Bailim on the status of his son. So using the principle of Kivet Shehigid might point to the fact that it's real edus. Kivet Shehigid is something that applies to edus. Doesn't really apply to other context in doesn't apply to davening. Right? Say bracha, say talmatar. Right, that's not Kivet Shehigid, right? Then you could be Chozerbo, right, in Tokeh de Dibur. We apply that to Eidus Bishtar and Eidus Bin Bezdin, Vechulu. But important machlokas, the Rashbam and the Tur. Okay, we continue. So Rabbi Yochanan had the distinction, whether you say son and then Eved, or Eved then son. So the Gemara asks, Meisve, last skinny line, Hayim Misham Sho Kiben. If somebody is being Mishamesh, their father, like a child, like a son. What does that mean? How does a son act? The son fulfills all the mitzvahs of Kibbutz Avim. The Rashbam here quotes the Gemara elsewhere. Malbisho, manilo, right? You help dress him, and you help feed him. Machil, mashke, right? We pointed out that in Kibbutz Avim, the examples given in Chazal, in the Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin, and quoted in Shulchan Aruch, aren't, the Kibbutz Avim examples aren't saying thank you when your parents do something, when the parents are older and we're younger. The examples given are examples where, obviously, the parent is too old to do things themselves. Machil, mashke, right? Those types of examples where the parent has to be clothed and has to be fed, right? That's the real kibbutz avim. Not real. It's all kibbutz avim, but those are examples given. So, says the Gemara, so if somebody acts like a son, v'yibava amar binihu, and then he says, my son, v'chazav amar avdihu, and then he says, my eved, eidunam, but he's not believed. So far, so good. That's like Rabbi Yochanan, right? You can't switch from Ben to Eved. But at first, he says he's Eved. He's serving him like an Eved. He's doing more menial labors, right? Which is what an Eved does. The Chazav Amar Benihu, Enon Emon. But if he switches from Eved to Ben, he's not believed. That second statement is a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says you are believed if you switch from Eved to Ben, right? Because maybe he's saying, oh, my son is serving me like an Eved. I'm so proud of him. Right, so Kasha, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the case where he's not believed to switch is where he not only called him an Eved, but he called him an Eved with a value. Hasam kitakaru le avda meitzar meya, with a border of 100. My meitzar meya, meitzar avda kubzus. Gives like a value. So you're not going to go so far to give your son a value as an Eved. Right? Maybe stop to call him an Eved in general, but to call him a serious Eved with Avda Meya Zuzay, so that you wouldn't do, and therefore he wouldn't be believed to switch his to switch the status. Once we're talking about the reputation of the child, we're talking about here, the Eved and the Ben, is there a monetary value you could put on somebody's reputation? If Reuven ruins Shimon's reputation, is there a monetary value that you could put on that? The Chashuki Chemed, Reuven Shechashad Bechaveiro Shimon. Reuven was choshed that Shimon did something. Shahayim alamid becheder shehu ganav imenu gevia yakar. Okay, he was choshed that he was a ganav. V'lachei tava usam abezdin, he was tavayim abezdin, and it was nitbarer after a few weeks of the case that Shimon was totally innocent. Totally innocent. He didn't do anything. The problem is, the newspapers. The problem is, for the past few weeks, everybody realized that this Rebbe in the yeshiva was accused, and now he was acquitted. But the damage was done. Right, once you can't change what's out there. Mikiva Shekola Ir Medabrim Alav Omrim Shuganav Van Halas Acheder Rotzel Patro Kihem Lo Rotzel Machzik Melami Sheishalav Chashados. Right, the guy they want to fire him. Oh, I'm innocent. Okay, you're innocent, but this is once the Havamina is out there, Rachmano Litzlan, and that's the power. So many halachas of Bizman Hazeh of Lashon Hara and Chshan of everything on the internet. Because once something's out there, even if it's totally made up, so it's just terrible how a person could ruin somebody else's life by making up a whole story. It's in print; it must be true. If it's not true, okay, it's not true. But still, so the kash is in this case. So it ended up so he might lose his job. So the question is Reuven chayiv on the busha, on the reputation? Can you put a monetary value on that? So that gets into the sugyas of busha. Remember the eighth parak in Baba Kama? Nezek tzar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. So boshes, embarrassment. But how can you put a monetary value? If you remember, Reuven, yeah, we're not talking about he was a bad guy. We're not talking about he did it stop to ruin Shimon's life. He really thought that Shimon stole something. So now he can put an ad in the newspaper. Okay, I take it back. Shimon's inevitable. Okay, but is that really going to help? And also the Gemara says, if you remember Baba Kama, busha yom lichayiv if you had kavanah l'vayesh. If somebody fell off a roof onto somebody else and embarrassed them, they're not going to be chayiv. Busha requires kavanah l'vayesh. So he goes back and forth, and in the end, he seems to say it's very hard to put a monetary value. It's terrible, and Reuven shouldn't have done it in the first place unless he was vaday shur, and maybe we're not going to give him shlishi and shul because of what he did. But to make him chayiv, it's hard if it wasn't his kavanah in the first place. He should try to do something. Right, take out the ads in the paper. You know, Shimon's a great guy, and it was totally, my mistake. He should do something to try to take back what he did, even though it's hard to. But that is a very difficult type of situation. But that has to do also with somebody's reputation. Like here, he's talking about his son's reputation of Eved and Ganf. Okay. Shalach le Rabbi Abba le Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. So Rabbi Abba now sends to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. We will see. On today's daf, we will have a number of statements that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. All the way at the end, one of them is going to be about Yerusha. And therefore, these are all here, even though others are not all about Yerusha. So here we go. Shalach le Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Homer lechaveiro. Avdi ganafta. Reuven says to Shimon, you stole my Eved. Right? He has his Eved in his house, and he says, you stole my Eved. V'hu omer, lo ganavti. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't steal your Eved. So matibu eslech. So why do you have my Eved, you know, in your Rishus? Ata machartali, ata nesatali b'matana. You sold it to me. You sold the Eved to me. You gave it to me as a gift. And therefore, it is mine. What is the halacha there? Let's, I guess, just finish the statement, and then we'll talk about many topics that come up here. We'll go with our girsa also. We're going to go with our girsa, as you might see. It is Tosfos's girsa as well. The question of the girsa is one letter. Ritzoncha. So the nitva here continues and says, yeah, you sold it to me. You want to swear and take it? Be my guest. Ritzoncha, hishava v'to. Right? If you want to take it, swear and take the evet. V'nishva, and he swore. En yochal achzer bo. Once the Shavua took place, so then the Nitva can't say, oh, I was just joking. Really, fundamentally, the Nitva here, the one who has the Eved, has no responsibility. Why? The Tovea has no Raya. Tovea has no idea. Can't disprove that the Eved still belongs to him. The guy says he sold it. The guy sold he gave it as a gift. And what's Mechaberel of a Raya? And therefore, he has no responsibility. He makes an offer. He says, swear and take it. He doesn't have to do that. Right, he's Potter. He's Kofar Bakol. Right? So therefore, he didn't have to do that, but once the guy swore, so then he can't take it back. He can't say the offer was a joke. V'nishma eino yocho lachzerbo. That is the first statement of Rav Ava to Rav Yossi Bar Chama, and Rav Yossi Bar Chama answered this. Even before we get to the next line, a couple of points. Number one, the Rashbam points out here, let's remember what we did a few months ago, back in the third parak. Back in the third parak, we had the principle called Godros in Lahem Chazaka, fond memories, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and all the related issues. But it spoke there that if there are items, whether be they animals, be they people, that have a mind of their own, so to speak, they can just walk across. You don't say a Moser Chaver Lavaraya there. If you have a sheep of mine, and you say, oh, I bought it, then I say, no, my sheep just walked into your yard. There's no Chazaka there of Cheskas Mamon, because the sheep might have just walked in. Right, so you don't. So what's it talking about here? That we say Abos Mechaber Lavaraya, but the Eved might have walked in. So what you have to say is, says the Rashbam, there was Cheskas Gimel Shanim here. It was three years in the hands of the Nitva, or we're talking about a baby Eved, Katan Hamuta Barisa, or some other type of case where there would be a Chazaka. That is point number one of the Rashbam. The Rashbam also notes here that Ritzoncha Hishava Vitol, if you want to swear, be my guest. Look at the Rashbam, second skinny line. Rabusahi. This is a chiddush that the machzik is saying to the ma'ara, the one that's complaining. Shahare patur legamrei zeh ha-machzik mikol shvuah shebaolam. Because really, this machzik is patur from everything. Tekayim alon ein nishpon al ha'avadim. Right, because we hold, you don't swear on Avadim, and you don't swear on a cover by coal. There are so many reasons. Veda Mechuyiv Yeshua Klal. Therefore, Evagavzeh HaToveh Yeshua Mo'eles, and the Toveh Yeshua wouldn't help because it's not a Nishpa V'notel that the Rabbanan created. It's really just Nishpa V'niftar. He doesn't have to swear here. He is kofar b'kol. You get the impression, says the Rashash of this Rashbam, that he's putter. What is his lashon? Putter from everything, even a Shvuas Hesus. Even a Shvuas Hesus, which we know is a shvua that the Rabbanan instituted in a certain cases for a case of kofar bakol, because he says, pater mikol shvua sheba olam. You get the impression that he's pater from everything. That is the Rishashis already says, so it's against Tosfos. The Rishash here says, let me just read you the Lashon, mashma afilu shvuas hesis, v'kach mashma l'kamon, aval Tosfos lo'el, eino kein. Right, if you look back at Tosfos that we had back on Dav Lamed Gimel, way back in the third parak, Tosfos says beferish that even though on a daraisa level, ein nishboi na lavadim in Israel akarkos, nehi de nishboi akarkos mi daraisa mi drabana nishbam kabosha dictic rev haigon. Right, there is a shvuas hesis in that case. So that's a machlokas rishonim here. Again, what does the word hesis mean? Shvuas Hesis, we know, on a Daraisa level, we mentioned many times. There are three Shvuas Daraisas. They're all Nishma V'Niftar, right? Shvuas Bodeva Mixah, Shvuas Yed Echad, and Shvuas HaShomrim. All the Shvuas Darabanan are Nishma V'Notel. I swear and I take. Then there's one separate category. Shvuas Hesis, which is also a Shvuas Darabanan, but it's Nishma V'Niftar. That was instituted in the case of Kofar Bakol. There is a Machlokas Rishonim when Shvuas Hesis was instituted. After all, Shvuas Hesis is nowhere in Shas Mishnayos. It's not mentioned. So some say that it was still Masukan in the times of the Tanoim, Rashi, and Shavuah says this, even though it is not mentioned. But many Rishonim say that it was a later institution. Rav Nachman mentioned Shavuah says this, so Rashi and Shavuah staff Memdalit says that Rav Nachman instituted it. He was the one that came up with Shavuah says this, Rav Nachman. Or others say it was at the time of Rav Nachman by other Chachamim, but either way, when did Shvuas Hesis start? That is a machlokes. Fascinating. How many other dinim do we have a machlokes about when they started? In the times of the Mishnah or the times of the Gemara? There are a few of them. Laning the Megillah the night of Purim. Right? So that's not a Mishnayos anywhere either. Rabbi Shua ben Levi mentions it in the first parak of Megillah. Shua ben Levi says, Chayla Shanosa Balayla Velikrosa Velishanosa Bayom. Right, Lekrosa, Balav, Lekrosa, Lashos Vayav. There's an amazing Kiddush of the Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo Mivilna, 1800s, where he says that, yeah, the Shulman Levi came up with it. If you look at the Mishnah in Megillah, when the Mishnah gives examples of mitzvahs that you do during the day, you can do the whole day. Mitzvahs that you can do at night, you can do the whole night. On the list of mitzvahs by day is Kriyas HaMegillah. At night, it doesn't mention it. That's an amazing Ha'ara. Right, so it says the Binyan Shlomo. You know why? Because in the time of the Mishnah, they only laid in Megillah once. Only during the day. Shua ben Levi was most of it. Most assume that's not true. Most assume that Esther and Mordechai, when they instituted the Megillah, and to read it, they instituted it reading it by night and by day. That's just another example of a machlokas of when something took place. But that's Shua's Hesis. What exactly does Shua, the word Hesis, is very hard to translate. At least five or six pshatim in the Rishonim, what the word Hesis means. Right? Some say Rashi and Shua's Daf Mem says it means from the lashon of Sima, placement. They placed the Shua on. Others say lahasis, like to seduce and to convince. Where maces him to try to admit if he really has it. Maces other lashonos. Some say it's from a lashon of hasara, the meiri there in Shavuos, to remove. Lahavis daitel shabalabayis. Either way, this is a little bit about Shavuos Hesis, and the lumdus of Shavuos Hesis is how much do we really think. Is there really a leidas hasafik? When Shua says this, I come to you and say, you owe me 100. And I say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't owe you anything. So, midarai san patur, you have no raya. Midrabanan, just swear. Why? Because the Gemara says two places, the two lashonos that you can use about hesis. Either a person wouldn't claim unless he had something, a basis. Normal people don't come out of the blue and claim money from you. Ein adam toveya el im ken yeshlo. But there's another line about Shua says, lahaf is daito shabalabais. Really, he doesn't really have a claim. Just make him feel good. Take a shvua. So what do you focus on? Which line? Is there really some type of leidas hasafik and we would take Shua's Hesis somewhat seriously? Or really, there's no leidas hasafik at all? Why do you swear? Okay, make him feel good. Right, but really, there's no... is there really a doubt in our minds? And that affects many of the nafkaminas and halachas of Shua's Hesis. Is there a Shua's Hesis even by a tainus shema? Right, does Bezdin Ta'aninon on behalf of Yisomim for Shavuos Hesis? There are other examples as well of Eda Misayeya by Shavuos Hesis. But either way, that could be behind this machlokas, Rashi and the Rashbam, whether there's a Shavuos Hesis in our case. Okay, one other point, and that's the Girsa issue, the top tosis. What does our Gemara say here? That a person says, you know what, you want the Eved? Swear. What does the Gemara say? Vinishba. And he swears, he can't be chozer bo. Tosfos has that girsa also. If Tosfos starts off with Hachi Garsinon, you know he's precluding a different girsa. So Tosfos says Hachi Garsinon, Vinishba, and Yahalachzer bo. Pirish, and Nishba Kvar, and Yahalachzer bo. Aval, Imlo Nishba. What if the guy on Tuesday says, you know what, swear, and then you can take your evet? He's about to come into court on Wednesday. He comes into court on Wednesday, and before he's able to take his shvua, the guy says, no, you know what, I'm just joking. I'm not going to accept your shvua. Don't swear. I don't have to do anything. I'm going home with my Eved. Can he be chozer bo? Says the Rashbam. Says Tosfos, yes. Until the guy takes the shvua, he can be chozer bo. That's what our Gemara says. Once he swears, then he has to accept it and give it up. But avilam lo nishba yachal lachzer bo. Kedemrina b'zebor, as the Gemara says elsewhere. V'hacha af agav de'amar hishava v'tol. Yachal lachzer. And even though he offers it, he can be chozer bo. Kibish adayin lo nishba havikodim gemar din. So it's like it was before Gemar Din. That is the Rashbam here, and that is Tosfos. But if you look in the Gemara elsewhere where this comes up, and if you look in other Rishonim, in the middle of Tosfos, Tosfos quotes Rashi, right? Im Elmar Eini Nishba Potrodoso Miyad the Shibet Yochel Lachserbo V'Yochel Garas Nishba Bilovav Sheyishava Balkarcho. Right, nishba, not vinishba. Meaning, once he gives the allowance, you know, you could swear that's like a gemar din. Can't be chozer bo from a gemar din. Once you gave the allowance to be able to swear, he can't be chozer bo from that. Amazing. One letter in the Gemara makes all the difference in the world. Nishba or vinishba. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so what's the chiddush that he's allowed to do this? Tanina, you're telling me that they could make any kind of agreements? And you swear you'll take it. My kamasha tanina, we learned it in the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin. Amar lo neman alay abba neman alay avicha neman and alay shlosha roi bakar. If two parties come along and say, you know what, we will trust people who are pasul to be our dayanim, but we'll accept them. My father, your father, three cattle shepherds. Rabbi Meir Omer Yachol Lachzer Bo. Rabbi Meir says he can be Chozer Bo until we'll see about when, until some point. V'chamim Omerim, ain't Yachol Lachzer Bo. And the Chacham say you can't be Chozer Bo. So we're asking on the Chachamim. So we know already, once you make an offer, you can't be Chozer Bo. So what's the difference? So what, don't we know that already? Answers the Gemara. Ha'kamash Balan, the Chiddush is, de be'etein l'cham achlokas, v'alachan k'dibre Chachamim. The Rashbam points out here, quoting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a machlokes about this machlokes, about Rameir and the Chachamim. Is the machlokes about a case where a person says, fine, I agree, and whatever they say, I'll pay you? Or is the case that's etein lecha? Or is the case less mechudash? Okay, fine, I'll agree, and whatever they say, I'll be mochel that you could keep it. Machel lecha, or etein lecha. Etein lecha is a bigger chiddush, because I'll agree to be motzi mamon, and I'll give you, or machel lecha, I'll let you keep the money. So you see from here that the issue is about etein lecha, because what's he saying? Fine, swear, and I'll give you back the eved. So that's a case of etein lecha. So applying the shita of the chachamim here is saying that etein lecha is the machlokes, and halacha, like the chachamim, that you can't be chozer bo in a case of etein lecha. Good. The Rashbam also has a hara here, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin also, is it davka shlosha roe bakar? The Rashbam says, not shlosha roe tzon. Only shlosha roe bakar. Because shlosha roe tzon are considered to be ganavim. And therefore, we have back in Maseches Baba Kama, who are considered stam ganavim, stam gazlanim, says the Rashbam on the medium lines, de rishayim roe tzon lo nakat, Bishop de Rishon Ninu, the Stam Roy Behemadaka Gazlanim Ninu, Upsulam Lacholdin Shava Olam. These people are only puzzle on a relative basis. My father, your father, and Roy Bakar aren't the experts. They're not considered Gazlanim. So the Rashbam says, excluding Shlosha Roy Bakar, the Nimuki Yosef is not so convinced of that, you know, whoever you want. If they want Gazlanim, they could have Gazlanim. You know, what's the difference? They could agree to whatever they want to. Okay, that is all number one conversation. Number two, Shalach le Rabbi Abba le Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Halacha govin min ha'avadim. What is this talking about? Halacha govin min ha'avadim. In a case where a balchov dies, he could collect from the servants of the Yisomim. We know metaltali of Yisomim are not mishtabdi. So avadim are called karka. And therefore, says the, again, these are all different areas of halacha, just because that one of them has to do with Yerusha. So, you can collect from Avdei Yisomim. They are called karka. For Rav Nachman Amar Eigov, and Nachman says, no, you're not allowed to collect from Avadim. That is all number two. Rav Nachman says this, and the Rashbam notes, though, he doesn't argue on other Gemaras, which says, regarding certain halachos, Avadim are karka dami. Right, there are other halachas like that, but explains the Rashbam, there are different standards in different areas of halacha. Important lashon the Rashbam uses, fifth wide line, Nehi de'iskish lekarkos, is even within Rav Nachman, who says they cannot collect from avadim. Fine, regarding some halachas, for formal legal halachas, there iskish lekarka kidichsiv esnachaltem osam, hanimili ledvar maksuvim batorah. Dinim in the Torah, kigon, liknosa bekesem shabah chazaka, kinyanim, vishaloli shava alein, vishain behemona'a. Right, formal dinim like that the Torah talks about, that's when avadim kikarka dami. Avale inyin balchov, kimetatzli dami. Why? Because that's not about a formal din, that's about what the das of the person is. Does he expect to collect from karka or avadim? Dein balchov, somech, ela al karkos. Balchov is only somech akargos she'ein yichon le'aveid v'lo lozuz bimkomo. Aval avadim lo samcha da'itei. Hilkok lo mishtab delei. Right, that's an important comment of the Rashbam. The way that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik formulated it, Rav Soloveitchik quoted this from his father, maybe there's a difference between karka and mechubar. We know certain halachos have a din of karka, and certain halachos have a din of mechubar, a problem of mechubar. Shechita, you have to shecht with a knife. So what if you have a reed that was detached and you want to use it as a knife? That's fine. What if you then stuck the reed back into the ground and now you want to use it for shechita? Talush ulubasov chibro. So that's a question that's asked in many different areas of halacha. By avodah zarah, by shechita, by me'ila. Right, where there's a difference between talush and mechubar. So karka is not, avadim is not mechubar. But it could be karka. It could have the halachic status of karka, but an eved is not attached to the ground. Right, so we're not going to say that if I pick up an Evan on Shabbos, I'm going to be chayer for kotzer. Right, it's not mechubar. Right, it's humorous, but it's not. It's just, it's a different definition. So that's behind what the Rashbam is saying. Items in the Torah, that goes by karka. Eino na'a l'karkos. Einish ba'in ala karkos. So there, an Eved could have the halachic status of karka. But when it comes to mechubar, so then, of course, an Eved is not going to be called mechubar. And Talish Lobos of Chibra also, that might be called Mechubar, but it's not going to be called Karka. And you have to know in every halakhic context what you need, what the issue is. Is this a mechubar talish context, or is this a karka metaltalin context? Right, and that might be a good litmus test to know what avadim are considered. That is all number two. Next, number three. Shalach le Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yosef bar Chama. Halacha, shlishi b'sheini kasher. The halacha is, a shlishi b'sheini are allowed to testify to each other. They're not called psul krovim. What's a shlishi b'sheini? We would call that first cousin once removed. Why? Rishon b'rishon are siblings. Sheni b'sheini are their children, right? First cousins. A shlishi b'sheini is a child of one of those first cousins, a first cousin once removed. So the Tanakhama here says that a shlishi b'sheini can testify about each other. They're not considered krovim. Rava amar af b'rishon. Go up one level. Even a shlishi b'rishon, right? If you have a uncle and a great nephew. Right, so also one generation up, shlishi b'rishon is also okay. Mar Rav Ashi amar achshav ba'aba da'aba. Mar Rav Ashi goes one step further, not just a Reuven with what's shlishi b'rishon, Reuven with Shimon's son, but even Reuven with his own grandson. Says Mar Rav Ashi, right? It's removed. Machshir aba da'aba. Well, a silchus like Mar Rav Ashi, we don't pass in that way. A grandfather and a grandson. Right, they can testify against each other, or for each other in Beis Din. That's a psul krovim. The halacha is not like Mar Rav Ashi. The Rashbam says even 1,000 generations. If it's direct, it's pasul. Afilu alfei darei is the lashon of the Rashbam, and Tosfos is not so convinced of that. What if it's a great, 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 great? What if Eliyahu Navi comes and he wants to testify against with his descendant? You know, does that work? Tosfos talks about there might be a limitation on that. It doesn't go for forever. And Rabbi Chanan says, maybe it goes by Kiruv Das. If you have no idea, if you're not connected emotionally with this person, right, it's 10 generations up, so then maybe it will be okay. Maybe it will be possible. It might have to do with what the problem of Psul Kurva is. But what do we pass? We pass that it's all Psul. Why? The language of the Rashbam is De Ben Yerech Aviv Hu. Right? A Ben is Yerech Aviv, so a grandson is like a son, and therefore in that case, it would be possible. Lomaisa by a wedding. I was once at a wedding that there are complicated laws in terms of which cousins and second cousins and third cousins and this and that. We just say, let's not start. Some psul d'araisa, some psul d'rabanan, no cousins. No cousins could be under that chuppah in terms of being edim. He's only my third cousin, but he's a good friend of mine. No cousins. That's generally lamaisa, what's done. We don't want to run into trouble. Not everyone knows exactly the details of that siman in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So we generally just try to stay away from the whole issue. But in terms of grandfather and grandson, interesting here, the Maharik. Maharik has a tshuva. Right, Maharik has a tshuva. What's the Maharik's issue? Is there a kibud of aim by a grandfather? Is there a kibud av aim to a grandfather? Says the Maharik, no. It's nice to be nice to your grandfather, but it's not included in the mitzvah of kibud av aim. Says the Maharik in Shorish Mem Dalin. Lo havi kibanim mamish, de yeshlo leben li to yosem iben aben. Right, let's say there's a son and a grandson. Vized davar pashit, v'koshken, delfi ani yazdaiti, ein leben haben lo markadish, v'shvil zakeno, yosem i'adam acher. Maharik says there's no adifus for a grandson to say Kaddish than for anyone else to say Kaddish. Anyone say Kaddish is fine. But it's a special din by a son. But not by a grandson. Kaddish has to do with kibud av aim, and I think that there's no kibud av aim technically by a grandfather. We find step-parents besides parents, and we find older brother. But you never find a Gemara in Chazal about a grandfather. And then he says, V'teda, I'll prove it to you. What's his proof? Dekenu. Shahare ben ha-ben kasher lo-ha'id l'zakeno l'devri mar baravashi. Kedisa perakyeshen ochlin. Because you look in our Gemara, there's an opinion that says a grandfather and a grandson are allowed to testify together. Even though we don't paskin like that, but still, it's a dea. You know, if we don't paskin that way, then for sure it wouldn't be It has to be a true idea, even though we don't paskin exactly in that application. That's his raya. And the one second says the Ramah in the Hilchas Kibud Avaim. Say what is the Ma'arik talking about? The Ramah here and the Bach, the Ramah in Yeridei and Reish Mem Sif Chavdal. It argues. The Ramah says, Chai Adam Lachavid Chamav. Ramah Yesh Omrim De'ein Adam Lachavid B'Kavod Avi Aviv. He quotes the Ma'arik. Yesh Omrim Ve'Eino Nirali, says the Ramah. Elo Dechayiv B'Kavod Aviv Yoser Mikavod Avi Aviv. Right, you're chayiv more by the father, but of course you're chayiv somewhat by the grandfather too. What's my raya? Parentheses. The raya mi medrash gabe vayizbach zvachim. It's Rashi quotes a medrash in Sefer Bereishis. The Bach quotes the whole medrash here. The Bach quotes here. He says, what, the Ma'arik didn't learn Chumash? Of course the Ma'arik learned Chumash. But he says, says the Bach, ain zaray. First he doesn't quote the raya, but he doesn't like our raya, and he says, So let me just find the Lashon. Where's the Lashon that he quotes? V'nirali dish tamitzei v'hi b'breishas rabba. V'yizbach zvachim l'lokei aviv yitzchak. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rashi quotes it. Chayiv adam kavod aviv yosef b'kavod zkeino. That's why it says, v'yakav avinu, that he brought karbanos to the God of his father Yitzchak. Why doesn't it mention Avraham? Right? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chayiv adam kavod aviv yosef b'kavod zkeino. But not none. And he quotes other rais also. Hasvara no senes. It's Misvara, Shechayiv Yosef, Mikavet Skenu, Mikavet Chamav, Vahare Shariskino, Nikro, Aviv Batara. We know father-in-law did something, right? Moshe and Yisrael. A grandfather is less than a father-in-law. I think a grandfather is more than a father-in-law, says the Bach. So it's like a Kavet Chomer. So this is a discussion in the postgame. Good. Let's continue. Again, there's so much here on each one of these, but we'll just have to do our best. Next, Shalach Lei, Rabbi Abel, Rabbi Yosef Barchama. So this we discussed already back on Daf in the third parak, I think around Daf Chav Gimel, Chav Ches. We discussed this there then, so we don't have to discuss it so much at length here. Shalach Lei Rabbi Yosef Yosef Barchama. Hoyodea lo be'edus karka achlo nistama. A person knew edus and then he became blind. Vinistama. Puzzle. He can't give edus because right now he's puzzle edus. He can't give edus. Ushmuel Amar Kasher after the Machavin Matzra Naha. Shmuel says no. He knows edus karka, like borders of a piece of land. He could do that, right? He could describe it even though now he's blind. After the Machavin Matzra Naha. Avoglimalo. But Shmuel says, but I'll agree to you that if it's describing an item like a coat, you can't do that after he becomes blind. Rav Sheshu Zamar Afilo Glima, even Glima, after the Machavin Midas Erika, Midas Rachbo. You can describe how long it was, how wide it was. Aval Naschalo, but a coin or a piece of silver, Naschalo. Rav Papa Amar Afilo Nascha, even a Nascha after the Machavin Midas Mishkalosav. You could also define and describe its weight. Are kasha on all of these opinions. A person knew Edus for somebody, and then he became related to him. Or he knew Edus, and then he became a cheresh. Piteach v'nistami became blind. Shafik v'nistati became a shote, a puzzle. So it's clear. The Brisa says it doesn't matter what you are. You're puzzle right now. Aval hayalo eight beedus achlo nasachoso v'nasachoso v'meisabito pikech v'nischarish v'chazav v'nispakech piteach v'nistava v'chazav v'nispatech shavim v'nistata v'chazav v'nistafa. You were kosher, and then you became puzzle, and then you were kosher again. In all these cases, kosher. It's okay. Even if you had a moment in the interim that you couldn't give testimony. Zeaklal kol shetchilasa osofa v'paslus puzzle. Tchilas of Asova Bakashus, kosher, right? But you look in the Lamaisa at the time of testimony. So Tyufta, the Kulu Tyufta, so this Bryce is against everybody. Because the Bryce says explicitly that a person who is blind or a Shota or a Cherish cannot testify, right? And this Bryce says that, all the opinions earlier said they could testify regarding certain halachas. Machlok is about which halachas, but regarding certain halachas, they would be able to testify. Good. One makar, and then which we didn't mention then, and then we'll continue. There's a case here talking about becoming blind, right? So you can talk about this on any blind gemara. There's a shaila, suma shekalbo chashukichemet shekalbo nerag, right? A suma who has a seeing eye dog, right? Who the dog died. Dog was killed. The owner wants to say dayon ha'emes. Is the Dina allowed to say Dina Emes on a dog? So this isn't Stam about a play dog. This is a dog that helps. So he talks about the halacha, the Bir halacha talks about. What if somebody lost a lot of money, right? If somebody wins the lottery, he says a bracha, tova meitim. If somebody lost $1 million, right? They can say Dayan HaEmes. So is this any worse than $1 million? Is this any worse? Right? Unless you say that that's only regarding Parnassa issues. And this is different. But you might say this is even more important, right, than Parnassa issues. Right, so he talks about, you know, Venera Shabin Yanid, Kshmes Lo Kalbo, Shay Shavim Amon Rav, who niskatlo bishvil halicha mutter lavarech. Not chayev, but mutter. Kimavarech al hefsid akaspi, vagamal at sar shall his raglos lakel of chadash. You have to get a new dog and to train. But either way, that's, one has that possibility if one wants. Viter. Shalachle Rabbi Abel Rabbi Yossi Barchama, ha'omer al tinok ben abanim. So here we go. Now we get back to why this is all here. Right, identification issues. Ha'omer al tinok ben abanim. Ne'eman. If somebody says about a child among children, he's Ne'eman. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino, nobody's not believed. So my comment, what is he saying about a child among children? That's not clear. There's some machlokas here. What's this about? So Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. Ha'omer al tinok ben habanim. If somebody says about a child among a son among sons, Yiresh kol nachasai Ne'eman. Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, as we're going to have later on. If somebody says about one of his sons, one of them could yarshin, that works. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino, Ne'eman k'rabanan. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan. Against the Rabbi Yochanan Broka. You can't choose. Maskav Larava. Hai Neman Veino Neman. Yirash Velo Yirash Biboile. The words don't fit in. He should have said Yirash Velo Yirash. Not Neman Veino Neman. So, Elam Arava Hachikamar. This is what the Machlokas is about. Ha'amar al Tinok bin Habanim Becharhu Neman Krev Yehuda. And we're talking about a case where we think one of the other ones is a Bechar. So the Tanakhama is like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Ne'eman, Kirabanan. As we started off today's shir with, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, is this Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and the Tanakhama. So again, we had Bechar, we had Ben Gerusha yesterday, and just to add, as I said, we would mention the Rambam. The Rambam also has a Chiddush Gadol, where he talks about in Isurei Bia, Tezvav, Tezayin, the question is, where did he get this from? But in Tezvav, Tezayin, the Rambam says, Ukeshem sheneman lomar benize Bechar, kach neman lomar shehu mamzer, o ben Gerusha, o ben Chalutza. So where did he get mamzer from? That's a question. Our Gemara only mentioned Megrusha Ben Chalutza. That's already another step, right? There is Gemara in Kiddushin that talks about it. But either way, that is a important Hosafa of the Rambam. Even though Lamaisa, if you think about it, if we believe that he's a Mamzer, then Lamaisa, he's not the father. So then what kind of Yakir is there? Right? Mamzer, me and my wife had a, you know, so you shouldn't require two Edom. He's just like someone else. It's just that we think he's the son, and he testifies that he's not his son. Interesting, a circular discussion. Viter. Shachle Rabbi Abel, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, Ha'omer Titol Ishti Kecha Beit Abanim. If a man says, my wife should take like one of the sons, the Rashbam says, either it's in lieu of the Ksuba or in addition to the Ksuba, no tell us Kecha Beit Abanim, she could take. Amar Rava, Uben Nechasim Shal Achshav. Only by Nechasim of that she has now. Not of that he has now, not nechasim that he has in the future, and even says the Rashbam according to Rabbi Meir that adam makne davar shlo bala olam, but here he doesn't have it in mind. He only wants to give what he has. Ubebanim abam la'achar mikan, and if he has any children afterwards, they also split it. It's not that he's excluding future children from this split up, right? Whether he has more sons, whether there are less sons, still that's the halacha. Period. Number 7, if we're keeping track. Shalach le Rabbi Abel, Rabbi Yosef, Bar Chama. Hamotzi shtarchov al chaveiro. Somebody has a shtarchov against their friend. Malva omer lo nefrati klum. The Malva says, I didn't get paid back anything. Velova omer parati mechsa. I paid half up. V'edim eidin shaparakulo. And the Edim say, no, you paid everything. You don't remember. But he admitted, modim amiksas. There are Edim that say he's pater. What's the halacha? He, the malve, can swear, and he is gove, or the question is, I'm sorry, I take it back. Who swears? Machlokas. The Rashbam here says, the lova swears. The lova swears modeh b'miksas, because that's what he was modeh, and he has to pay. But he only has to pay from nechasim b'nei chorin. Because the lukuchos could say, the Edom say that the shtar is a piece of garbage. The Edom say that it was all paid up. So this is no longer a milva b'shtar. This is a milva alpeh. And therefore, he can only collect from the nechasim b'nei chorin. Via filo, Rabbi Akiva, Dar Ramesha, Avedahavi, and even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says elsewhere. Rabbi Akiva says elsewhere. Remember the case? Somebody has a shtar that says, you owe me shkalim. Doesn't say how many. But the minimum of shkalim is 2. It's plural. But the guy admits, I owe you 5. So Rabbi Akiva says, in those cases, we never make the guy swear because he's already admitting. even more than he has to. It's like Meshav Aveda. I'm doing you a favor. And so even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says elsewhere Meshav Aveda, Hanimi Lehecha Delaka Edim, that's only where there are no Edim involved. But here in our case, we don't assume he was doing it in a favor because he's scared. He sees the Edim. He only said it possibly because he thought that that's what they were going to testify against him. He didn't know they were going to testify for him. So therefore, even in this case, Rabbi Akiva would agree. Shvua. Maskav Lamar Baravashi. Adarava. One second. I think just the opposite. Afilu Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Damar Modim Mixas Hatayna Havi. Even in that case of Shkalim, where he admits to more, Shimon ben Elazar says, we don't give him the benefit of the doubt. We make him swear because maybe he was more than mixas. Hani mila hecha deleka edim to come asayalei. He only has to swear there because there are no edim on his side. Aval hecha deika edim to come asayalei. Vade meishav aveda ave. But if there are edim on his side, for sure he's a meishav aveda. So here he should be potter, right? Even though they came afterwards, it's still good enough, and therefore, says the Gemara, machlokas about this last case. Just to finish up, darash marzut shab mishmedu rafsimi barashi. Hilchasa b'kolhani shmeitza kiddushalach le'Rabbi Abler of Yosef Rachama. We hold like all of them. We hold like all of them. Amar le Ravina Lervashi Ravachman. My Amar le ain govit. I'm sorry. Amar le Ravina Lervashi to Rav Nachman. My. What about this one that we don't baskin like though? Are avadim considered karkor metaltolin? Amar le ain govin masinan la v'chein Amar of Nachman. Switch it. Right. Switch it to ain govin, not govin. Switch it to ain govin. So what is that excluding? To sell me the halacha is like all of them. What is that excluding? So Hashem will have to leave that for next time. And Hashem, again, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle. I'm not sure about the second day, Hashem, Thursday, but Hashem will see. But for now, at least Kuf Chavtes will be put up, and Kuf Lamed will see. Okay, we'll stop here.